Kedar, when you say Shirsayam every day, to remember this, you're going to say it every day, Zekelim and Veil, okay, Obi Vermeno. That point, mark a little note there to just to remember this Nakuda, that the relationship has to be mine, my personal relationship. And Kashem Shapat Sufan Mishtanash Kartel, same Mishtanash, the same way that our faces are different, our personalities, the way we connect, the way we relate are different. You'll have to find your own personal way to connect to that. That's the first thing. The second thing, there was a very important question at the end of yesterday's Vaad, which I don't want to go into too much because I felt it's very much in the world of process, and that's a very personal place. As I've just said, a little different. What works for me doesn't work for you, but I do want to share with you perhaps an answer to that question, is how do we go about making our relationship with Hashem more real. There is a general approach that works for many people. It certainly worked for me, works for me. And I'll share it with you, not because I'm saying it's the only way, or not because it's just that's what resonates with me, that's what works for me. And there's a lot of people that have worked this. And also another reason is because it's very accessible. It's not something that's totally beyond us. Lamaisa, the two people that got me involved in this was first of all Pinchas Zatzal. If you listen to his shiurim, it comes out very, very strongly, making Hashem real. So that was what took the rust out of my ears and got me even thinking about the possibilities of building that relationship with Hashem. Interesting enough, Pinchas was very influenced by Rav Tauber in this area. And of course, with Tauber, my relationship with him also opened this up in different ways, but that's another story. But the person who influenced both of them and really was the one that opened this up for the entire generation was Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal. Rav Avigdor Miller was the past master, was a mamash, a going giant in Shara Bechina, in being able to see Hashem in every aspect of the Bria. He once described that when he was in Slobodka, he spent, I can't remember if it was 2 hours or 4 hours, just looking at a daisy, a little yellow white flowers that grow in the fields. He said he had an experience there that was Kolav L'Nevuah. Imagine such a statement. He says the only Chorot he ever had was that he never did it again. Now, I'm not suggesting we should be doing that. I'm not suggesting that what I'm talking about is this wow, religious, kind of spiritual wow kind of feeling. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about using our seichel to start seeing Hashem in the world more and more. So what I'm suggesting of Avigdor Miller is because, and once again, he's not for everybody. Not everybody connects, but he's very accessible today. They've done enormous, enormous work every week. The Pasha sheet comes out, and he's Svarim in English. He's Pirush on Shara Bechina, on the Chol Savor Shara Bechina is available, and it's unbelievable. And his little pamphlets and books and sharing and wherever you want, he's totally accessible. One of the most accessible God will be Israel that ever was. I mean, he's sharing everywhere, and he talks on the ground. He talks to everybody, and it's so for me that was a big avoider. So that's general. And once again, I'm suggesting that there's and that can bring you very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Working on Shara Bechina, it can bring you to very high levels of Tochen and Emunah. And living a very functional life on a day-to-day basis, being with Hashem. So, but everybody's got their ways and their things, and as I said, it's a very personal thing, and it depends on you, your personality, and how much, and where, and what. Okay, so it's just I wanted to just end really yesterday's Vaad. Now we can start. Now we can start today's. fine. So we said we need to make Torah in order for this to happen. The Rambam says this, Lamaisa, that in order for a person to get involved in Avos Hashem, so then this has to become your business, this has to become your profession. Like you don't have anything else, this is what you do. So we started saying yesterday, and I said we would stop there and we'd carry on today, is Hayadut, I'm at the bottom of Pei Tes. Hayadut tzricha liyot ha'isek shelanu. That's the heading of the paragraph. A Yiddishkeit has to be our business. It's not something like you have a life and you do what you do, and you also have to have a religion. You know, you go to shul once a week or whatever, and then, or you're three times a day even. But you have an asek, and then you also you happen to be an Orthodox Jew. So you do what Orthodox Jews do. No, it has to become an asek. So we have to see what this means. Akushia Godel v'anchas shmiras ha'Torah v'amitzvos va'avoroso k'roi b'goreinu l'bnei ha'dor haba. The great difficulty in inheriting and handing over our shmiras and torahs and mitzvahs and passing that over in the correct way to the next generation, leidu mitoi chilufei ha'nisyonos ha'mishtanim chadashim levakrim. The problem of handing over the Messiah to the next generation is because it's done against the backdrop of a changing world. The Messiah's change. Not every generation is the same as the previous generation, and the changes taking place today, you might have noticed, are happening very quickly. Well, 300-400 years ago, the changes from one decade to another were barely noticeable. People lived pretty much the same kind of lives as their great-great-grandparents lived. Today, from 1 year to the next, the world changes. 10-year-olds can't understand 8-year-olds, and 16-year-olds think that 13-year-olds are nuts, and it's happening very quickly out there. Ketzev ha-chidushim va-pituim ha-sholtim ba-rechov mischacher. The ketzev, the speed at which new things and new seductions and the tools the Yetzirah has, it's happening very quickly. Chadashim levakrim aleinu litmoded im nisyonos chadashim, and therefore we need to deal with new nisyonos. We also at the same time have to understand the nisyonos that the next generation are going through. Therefore, there's a very difficult place to meet my dad, to withstand, to struggle with these challenges is very difficult because it's happening fast and it's new. We don't have time to even think about this new Nisayna, we're into the next one. But also in handing it over to the next generation, because the generation gap gets bigger. The parents are still living and connecting and having imun in the previous generation. And your kids are really living in the next generation. Never mind theirs, they're really in the future. So I'm in the past and my kids are in the future. So how are you going to hand this over? The language you're speaking doesn't resonate with them. Bichlal. The Marot Kashim Eilu, Adam Chai Umakuri Bavoides Hashem, the Kivan Kashomu Ze Iski, Iskoi, sorry, who Yimotsi Besanti Desha, Eitzes Ketzad Lamon Bokole Nisoyitz. The first thing a person has to do, if there's nothing you can do, there's nothing you can do. Besad, if you're honest, you're honest. But there is something you can. The first thing you can do is you can start making your Yiddish part real. Make it alive, original, make it yours. And then one starts finding ways to deal with and understanding the generation. I'll just tell you where I live. There's a Zaken Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Ziknei Rosh Yeshivas. He must be late 80s, 90s, I'm not sure exactly how old he is. And he's lived down here in the Negev most of his life, going to Olam. And started many, many yeshivas, or he started more yeshivas than anybody else in this generation, and influenced thousands of talmidim, major impact on people from his little room sitting here in the Negev. And what's quite amazing is he's the oldest guy in town, and he's a pretty frum guy. And what's amazing is that the person that the kids here comes from, and even the kids that don't have any respect for authority anymore. Kids that are at risk, whatever, the only person I listen to is him. If he says something, that's it. That's like Mamash Tori Misina. That's amazing. You think, a younger Rav, a 45, 50-year-old Rav, or even a 35-year-old Rav, would be much more in touch with the kids. And the kids would respect him and want to listen to him more because you understand him. No, the oldest guy in town, who's probably, one would think he's completely out of touch with what's going on with the 16-year-olds. He understands exactly what's going on. He knows them. He understands them. And when he speaks, they won't move a millimeter from what he says. And that's, I'm talking about kids that have no respect for authority whatsoever. So that's a perfect example of what we're talking about here. It's when somebody's real and he's living with Hashem. So there's a siyata dishmaya. You understand the kids. You're in touch with them. And not only that, they sense it. They pick it up. They've got very sensitive antennas. And they pick it up and they realize whether you're being real or not. So that's the first thing. Then he brings from the Brisker of Zatzal, Sipa Maisa Shitrachesh Bemei Oviv HaGoyim Reb Chaim Zatzal. Brisker of was the son of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, and he told the story, the Brisker of told the story from Reb Chaim. Adam Ploini also pulled a Mizika Shegama Lekilku Beyadut. And so Yid did something. In those days there was enormous struggles and battles over Yiddishkeit. That was with the beginning already of Scholar. and it caused a big kimpul. The mamash in his Yiddish card, the Sifru al Kacha Ragrach, when they told the Reb Chaim the story, Nisa imi mi anachachim ladzviku betayna. One of the people there tried to matzdik this person who did what he did, the damage that he did. For the following taina, kimai evshel tzapuit nimenu, harei tipneshut. He said to Reb Chaim, what do you expect from the guy? He's a tipnesh. Of course he's going to do something like that and he's going to cause havoc. You tipnesh. Nana Reb Chaim, like this, v'amma. V'oila mekubal leimer shegam tipnesh chochel mu b'isko. Reb Chaim said a moedika phrase. He said, it's mekubal in the world that when it comes to a person's business, he's not a tipnesh. You might be a tipesh, but when it comes to your business, what you do, when it interests you, when it's your personal livelihood, no one's a tipesh. This person who did such a terrible thing, I don't know what he did, but it doesn't say that, but he did something very terrible. You see, must be it's mukhach that Yiddishkeit's not his business. That's not what he does. Because you tell me he did it because he's a tipesh. No one's a tipesh in his own business. Had Yiddishkeit been his business, then he would have been a chochem. Rabbi Yosef Navashayt explains in a similar way, a very interesting maaser. When you learn the Gemaras and you learn Hilchas Mominus, you come up, you see more complex shalas. I mean, sitting and learning them, sometimes you call them out, you understand what the Gemara is talking about. Those are the things that the Baal Din, the guy comes to Beis Din, and then he can point some of these more complex, lomdisha, you know, Rebbe Kiva Eger Tainas, depending on the Tainas that he comes up with, and the subtlety of the lomdis, the Din changes. Who comes to Beis Din usually? It's not the biggest Goyim that are coming to Beis Din. It's people that are out there working, living, running their businesses, making panos. It's not usually the big Talmud and Chachomim, the big Lamdonim and Chachomim that are coming to Beis Din. So, in Kain, Eich Yale Bedaitem, we find Pinas, Niflois, Famukos Kailu. Where are they going to come to Pinas? These unbelievable Pinas that the biggest Talmud and Chachomim are sitting and grappling with in the Gemaras and trying to understand what these Pinas are. So how's a guy going to come up with Tainas like this? He never spent 40 years in Yeshiva before he came to Beis Din. So says Rabbi Yonatan Avishai, "Zela mashmer shekenogei adov la'adam atzmoi hunas et palmit chochem that point Tainas mufolfleis usbochis." When it comes to a person's business, when it comes to his money, when it comes to whatever his vested interests are, whatever is important to him, he becomes a chochem very quickly. Koyach hanegia shel adam. This is a very important thing to know this. Koyach hanegia shel adam, a person's vested interests. The sheichan, the bribery, the internal bribery. We have vested interests. We want to get somewhere. We want something. You can't move the guy. Maneo isoy lahavin dvarim amukim veletoin tainas buchoy. Sharei ha'inyan nogei la'isek shelo v'koruf pokach revach o hefzed shum amoyna. When it touches your vested interest, when it touches what's important to you, when it touches what you're really involved in and connected to, you become a very big chochem. You start finding all sorts of unbelievably interesting, fascinating, difficult, complex tainas because there's a profit or a loss of money involved here. Before that, you have to order the Isaac like a business. You have to make your negias, your vested interests, in learning and keeping Torah. If a person's doing that, he'll find an answer to all his children's questions. If he'll find the way to open up their hearts, limudat Torah, and keeping mitzvahs, the Ava will be Yira. Moshenever, Mishle, Intivakshena Kekesef, if you'll search for them, you'll desire, you'll go after it like money, you can be Tmoinim, Techapshtena, Azavin Yiris Hashem, the Das Elokim Timotze. Okay, that's a Moedika Pasuk that the books have been written on. I'm going to go into the whole thing now, but if you go after it like money, then you'll find, and like treasure, then you'll understand Yiris Hashem. And Das Elokim you'll find. Whatever Yiras Hashem is, what's Das Elokim, what's tafin and what's the motzah. I'm not going to get to all the Torahs there, but the bottom line is you have to find out what your negiah is. What is your rotzon? What do you want? If this is your business, this is what you do, this is what your life is about, so then yeah, that's when you find enormous solutions to your problems. The subject of Mendele mi pavanit ubnei shel bal sfas emes Hashem yakamamav shelimud es talmidov tachas shel ton ha-Nazim. He taught his talmidim during the Nazi occupation. He taught his talmidim. Es hilchus kiddush Hashem v'saroche shel mitzvah zu. He taught him the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem and the enormous value of this mitzvah. וכך הוא הכחינם למוס על קידיש השם. אני פרפה אתם, תודה, אז קידיש השם. כשהגיע השעה וגרמים ממך שמו הם הובילו עיסם אל המשרפוס. When the time came and the Nazis brought them to the ovens, to the gas chambers, whatever, כסלעה ורב מנדלו ותלמידו מאוד מאוד מגודל הסחוס שנופל בחלקם למוס על קידיש השם. It was an enormous hislavus, an enormous arousal. And happiness almost in the enormous chus that had come to them that they could ask Kiddush Hashem, they learned the sugya properly. So they became a chaveirov. V'cholu ratzim, they started running. Imagine they were running to the gas chambers. Kasu ha-Nazim al kach. The Nazis got very upset that they didn't know what they wanted. Heitiv cholu lehem sheyudim sichim kol kach. It ate them up inside that the Yidden are so happy. In Tzipula Reis Samuduchim, they wanted to see them broken, depressed, hopeless. That's how they wanted to see them. When Potkul Afsik the roots, they started screaming at them, stop running. Ulam Adgova Lo'il Lumendel Him Shiches Murutzoso. He carried on running. He was he'd been preparing himself for this moment like Rabbi Akiva. He was waiting for this moment. Now you're going to stop him. Maso Ama Fakeda Nazi. So what did this animal do? This Nazi. Not till Yelad Yehudi v'zorok oto etachas raglov shel Rav Mendel. He took a baby, a Jewish baby, and he threw him on the ground in the feet, in the path where Rav Mendel was running. So obviously, Rav Mendel atza, he stopped. Lo yoichal alip so Yelad Yehudi, he wasn't going to trample on a baby. But not till Oysa b'shtei yodov, so he picked up this baby. He stoyva v'ez talmidov v'bekol rach u'mitoich u'moson omalehem. He picked up this baby, caressed it, and in a very, sweet, soft voice, he said to them, Eicha shemesh yodat shi shemesh v'uzo rakas kane choyn yukodos. How does the sun know that he's a sun and that he shines very, very bright and his rays are incredibly bright? How does he know? How does the sun know? Kishi mafchina ba'anoshim ba'oilom, because he looks down and he sees she'einim yukhoyim mistaka lere v'ayim miskokim uschuchis m'yokhoiz kedei lahabiko. He looks down and he sees no one can look at him. If people want to look at him, they're going to put on these thick, black, smoked-out glasses. As Yoida Shemesh, Ma Rav Otsumayra. Then the Shemesh understands how enormously bright his light is, because he sees that people can't look at him. What's the Nimshal? Remendele Hifzik Lerege Vehimshech. Rabbi Isai, Umeifane Yoidim, Sheyesh Lanu Tzelem Elokim. Where do we know that we have Tzelem Elokim? Umeishmaseinu Hichelek Elokani Ma. And then Anu Shomas. Or a part of Hashem itself, we are shaykh to the Yudkei Vavke. We shaykh to an infinite realm. We're not shaykh to just this world. We shaykh to this world, yeah. But we have depths and godless inside of us. We shaykh to the infinite. How do we know that? Me'uv dezu shagamanim lo yocholim leistakel b'ponav she'elyeded akot nazeh. Because you see, the Nazis can't stand. They can't bear to look at the face, the beautiful Tzelem Elokim of a Jewish face. From there you know for sure that from this face is shining the aura of the Shechina. Ziv Yokros Mishtakef Ma'ena Vatoiros Vagaminim Roshoim Lo Yecholim Mizboros Kedushos. The Germans can't stand the Kedusha. There's a Matzbenotam. And therefore they have to take a little Jewish baby that's never hurt anybody in his life and kill him. They kill him because they can't look at his But his perspective, his look of his beautiful pure eyes, I can't look at it. Shelo yire esponav hamalchoyos, his angelic partsuf. Shelo yivke shuvu maru shemaares itzvay b'derech haroshel v'achzorim shalem. They can't. It doesn't stem with their evil and their truth. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu saim rav mendeles nuum achoytze v'lavavos la'avos v'im shek b'darke alamavos b'simcha. And off he went happily to his death. Kachaye b'dorahu, not just one story like this. Rav Chanan also was giving a share in Hilchos Kiddush Hashem, and they came to take him away. Many through 2,000 years of Jewish history, we have libraries full of stories like this. Kachaye b'dorahu, agoyim hitnal klulanu ki lo yoich lelabit b'fneinu. The bank couldn't stand to look at us. They can't stand us. Etzem mitziyosu sheyudi b'nechachsam gom lehem kas v'zazu amok. The mere existence of a Jew causes them enormous anger and a very deep animosity. B'kol yudi yishtakef tzelem elokim v'aymuna hatmima zorma b'orkov. Every Jew has inside of him tzelem elokim. And the emunah pshuta that we know who we are and what we are and who Hashem is that flows out of us. Hakesha ishi hatomim vaposhutim aboris baruch hayumayim noive shehashka is called kim terosu mitzvayisof. This kesha, this personal relationship, this zekei in the morning elokato b, that personal connection elokai my God. That poshut relationship, that's a well that flows out and irrigates the entire world of our Torah and mitzvot. Hagoyim lo yichol lisbol et ha'atzilus she'ofofo yisrael. Hagoyim can't withstand that purity, that beauty, that atzilus. Can't translate atzilus either, that emanation, whatever you want to say the word means. V'sasimcha ha'pnimis she'hishtopfo the beauty, the kedusha that flows out of a yid in his deeds, the way he conducts himself, they can't bear it, they can't stand it, and that's a halacha mufreshes, can't change it. He's becholdo everywhere. Esav yisoyn el Yaakov. Esav yisoyn el Yaakov. That's a sugya also that needs to be understood, specifically in the times we're living in now. It has very important ramifications, but that's maybe for another time. Today we're dealing, it's starting to go back to the old way, by the way. We had 75 years since the war of a very unusual time of peace, a very unusual, which he's going to describe now. It's slowly changing. You see that the old patterns are kicking in again. Just before this corona thing started in America, the biggest worry was the rise of anti-Semitism. What's going to be? It hasn't stopped now either. I don't think that it's now that there's corona, suddenly that stopped. Rahman al-Islam, there was the Pittsburgh, the Monsi, there were terrible events happening that were showing that we're getting back to what that was what Klal Yisrael has been through 2,000 years. This post-Holocaust period has been a very unusual period in Jewish history. So that's what he's going to describe now. Today the boy has no problem. He can look at you, he can be your friend, he can do business with you. Why? Because we're lacking that real inner pnimius connection to who we really are. Tishtamesh gama Maharam Shapiro, Lublin, Moshe Shapiro from the Lublina, and the Namagi Bidumba bring this marshal. Yeah, we've got Tom. A terrifying marshal like this. There was a very talented, highly talented artist. Atzira Nira Amiti, Mitsyosa Mamish, and his paintings Mamish look real. Fantastically real. Mirabo Adam Hanesis Salpeiros. What was the picture? It was a picture of a man carrying a basket of fruit. Adam Vaperis are nearing Kol Mukhshim at Shekom of Raka Taruha Hit Palamod. This painting looked so real that everybody came to visit it. Mamash thought it was a real man carrying a real basket of food. We were mamash spoiled by this guy's talent. Unbelievably authentic this painting was, that birds try to come and peck at the fruit. Even the birds can't tell the difference, that this is just a picture. So, wow, we never heard of such a talent. They managed to eat this fruit. You can eat the fruit. Where did it? When the painter heard them saying this, he fainted. Why did he faint? What was he so upset about? He was devastated. Explained like this. If the birds are coming to the painting, that's not the painting that I wanted to draw. Why not? Adam, the tzio ainin mirachayet. It must be that the man that's holding the fruit doesn't look real. The birds wouldn't have come. You ever seen a man working with a bag of fruit in his hands and birds come and peck? No, because the birds scared of Adam. So if the birds are coming to peck from the fruit, in Achanami the fruit looks very real, but the Adam doesn't look real. Kach gam ha'adam. Im ha'goyim einu mutradim mekudushos teshel ha'yehudi. If the goyim aren't bothered, or maratzin even, aren't bothered by the kedusha of a Jew, alev liyos mutrad mekach l'chafes es ha'sibah she'gol malakach. He has to be worried about it. Go look for the reasons. Shu einu nirak yehudi mushlam v'kodesh b'ein ha'goyim. Why doesn't he look like a real Jew in the eyes of the goyim? Get back to the real deep connection that we used to have. But it has to look like now, not like then. It means we have to take, not back to being what it was. We have to take what was, but we have to bring it into this world. It has to look matin for this world, not for that world. We have to go and find inside of ourselves our uniqueness and our unique connection and our unique wellspring of ruchnias that we have. We have to get our Torah and mitzvahs back real and alive. Out of the mitzvahs of Manashi Mulumada. We have to stop doing religion and we have to stop doing relationship. That's the way I put it, for whatever it's worth. If you don't know what that means, you can ask me out there. Now I'll stop here. There's more on this subject, but this is enough to sink in and think about for 24 hours until we meet again. Okay. Any questions? Otherwise, have a wonderful day. Drink a lot. Make sure you drink a lot. It's hot out there, guys. And it's Hashem. We'll see you. Shkar Kodol for all of those that responded so well to the Shavuos campaign, but we're still a long way from our goal, so keep pushing. It's not too late, but it's later than you think. It's almost Shavuos, and we need to get to our target. So please, if you want to carry on, yeah, under the current circumstances, this is the opportunity. So please, if you can't help yourself, then at least send out emails, try and get other people to help. It's a big schus for them. That's how they started, actually, years back, is we try to give a schus of Torah learning to people who didn't have any shaykhs to Torah. And that's how this started working. So anyway, things have changed, but if you guys don't hold back now, let's keep pushing. Okay.
Go ahead, Rabbi.
No questions, I'll wish you bye-bye.
Go ahead, call two.
Go ahead.